Now with Dallas Federal Reserve President and CEO Richard Fisher. Richard, let me ask you about the private sector hiring. Where do you see the most job creation and the potential for jobs? For those million people out there saying I'm sort of in the minority, no job, no prospects for a job, who's hiring right now?
Well, we're a high value-added society, Maria, so we're a service sector-driven society, and obviously the expansion is coming in professional services, IT, a lot of high value-added jobs, and there's an interesting question. We have a skills mismatch. If you go to our Federal Reserve District or most other Federal Reserve Districts, you're going to hear reports across the country that there are jobs available in certain high-skilled areas, but we don't have the educational basis for it, or we don't have the immigrant pool for it, or whatever it may be. So there is a skills mismatch. That's part of the problem. But there also just is an issue of general economic expansion and overall aggregate demand, as an economist would put it. And we have to see growth in that in order to bring these employment rates down and also pull people back into the workforce. And one could say, I think Texas is a good demonstration of this. We have the same monetary policy as the rest of the country. We create jobs twice or two and a half times as fast as the rest of the country. Clearly, fiscal policy has to incent people and businesses to use the cheap money the Fed has made available and widely abundant, put it to work in putting people back to work through capital expansion.
So Texas has created an environment which has been a positive environment for business, and business therefore creates jobs.
Absolutely. I mean, we see it. By the way, a quarter of the immigrants that have come in to this state over the last decade have been from California. So they're leaving a uncomfortable area, a big state, by the way, the most important state from the standpoint of overall population, coming to the second largest state, fleeing one because of the disincentives there, to come to another because they have an opportunity to work. People vote with their feet. We have terrible social services here in many regards. We don't have the same system of support for social services others have, and yet people come here from California, from Michigan, from New York. What do they come for? To look for a job. Let me give you a number that will put that in perspective. The denominator for unemployment, so you have the number of jobs over those seeking jobs or available to work, has grown by 10.3% since the end of the century, since the year 2000 here in Texas. For the rest of the country, it's been negligible. So we have a huge amount of people flowing in here. We're putting them to work. Our unemployment rate is more than 125 basis points less than the rest of the country. And yet we have the same monetary policy. That shows you that the fiscal policy of the state legislature, the incentives here, the regulations, obviously attract job-creating businesses. They hire, they put people to work, more consumption takes place, society gets richer, and we do better and we grow.
It sure does show.